This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers, that is two, three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 760, part 2, entitled, What Do Masculists Want? Carrying straight on. Therefore, masculists see monoconscious feminists as indirect geociders who are the dominant cause why whole populations are dying out, making monoconscious feminism a cancer that has to be eradicated. To do this, monoconscious feminists need to be taught masculist ideas, which by definition will make them bi-conscious feminists, who are then a lot nicer for men to be with. Since a bi-conscious feminist will have had her monoconscious hatred of men for the ways that men oppress women cancelled, capital letters, by her bi-conscious feminist hatred of women for the worst ways that women oppress men, for example, the big three. Thus, bi-conscious feminists are a lot less feminazi bitchy towards men, and so are a lot more approachable by men, so are much more likely to have and to keep a boyfriend. Masculists see the crash in the birth rate as the most existentially threatening phenomenon of our time. Nuclear holocaust and global warming are only probabilities, whereas if the birth rate continues to remain below the replacement rate, it is a mathematical certainty that humanity will wipe itself out. So it's imperative that the two sexes get back together again. But that's not going to happen while most feminists remain monoconscious. To eradicate monoconscious feminists, they need to be taught masculism, hence the need for a mass educational process by which millions of biconscious masculists force monoconscious feminists to learn masculist ideas or be forced to rot on the shelf. Masculists have no tolerance of monoconscious feminists and spit in their faces as hypocritical geociders who deserve to rot on the shelf. Bullet: the humbling of female arrogance. Feminism preaches to women that women desperately want to hear, that is, that women are at least as worthy of respect in society as are men. That anything a man can do, a woman can do, etc. Feminism, as an ideology, is profoundly gynocentric, that never talks about how women oppress men. Feminism preaches to women that women are always the victim, never the perpetrator. Masculists see monoconscious feminists as actually misogynists, since feminists are preaching to women that women lack agency, that women are incapable of governing their own lives. Masculists see the feminist blaming of men for all of women's problems as childish, as immature, as contemptible. Over the decades, several billion young women have only heard feminist gender politics all their lives, so have grown up in the delusion that gender oppression is a one-way street, that women are the morally superior sex, that the future belongs to women, etc. Men, and especially masculists, are utterly fed up with this female, this monoconscious feminist arrogance and gynocentrism, and aimed to crush it. Little boys have few male role models, since half of marriages end in divorce, and in many states in the US and in many countries, custody of kids after a divorce goes automatically to the mother. In the US, 90% of primary school teachers and 60% of secondary school teachers are female, in brackets, says GPT 5.5. Boys in school are thus constantly confronted with monoconscious feminists who preach to these boys that men are toxic, rapists, etc. This discourages boys who then drop out of education, college, etc. In the US today, the sex ratio in many colleges is now approaching 2-1, that is, two female students for each male student. Masculists are out to counter this female arrogance by teaching both sexes of the intrinsic science-based genetic superiority of males over females, so that boys can feel some sense of worth in themselves, instead of being put down constantly by monoconscious feminazi teachers. Maskers teach men and boys that the genii are males. There are no female Einsteins, Beethovens, Kants. Women have won a pathetic 4% of science Nobel Prizes, says GPT 5.5. Women's brains are 10% smaller than men's, so have 8 billion fewer neurons than men. Women are dumber than men by 4 IQ points on average, say Professors Philip Rushton, R-U-S-H-T-O-N, and Richard Lynn, L-Y-N-N. Women have a 10% smaller IQ variance than men, so have IQ scores over a whole population that are more bunched up, whereas men's scores are more spread out. So the morons and the genii are male. So the fact that men have won 96% of the science Nobel Prizes should come as no surprise. Maskers tell men that women build nothing, invent nothing, create nothing, so are not respect-worthy. Without men, women would crash back to the Stone Age within 6 months in a mass starvation die-off, since they would not be able to run the machines and public services that keep society functioning. Considering the above facts, masculists, especially masculist scientists, are fed up with the ignorant arrogance of monoconscious feminists and crush them with the above facts when they come across them. Young masculist male high school students are now confronting and verbally attacking their monoconscious feminist teachers who preach feminist misandry and harangue them out of the room with verbally violent, ideologically hateful masculist rhetoric, forcing these women to become bi-conscious, or their lives are made miserable by the male students in their classes who don't tolerate their female teachers' monoconscious feminism that these male students see as bigotry, as hypocrisy, as misandrist, and aim to crush it out of existence. Maskers aim to make women a lot more humble and grateful to men, since without men who build cultures and women who parasite off them, women would not survive and would not have moved beyond the Stone Age. Women need to be a lot more appreciative of what men have done for women, but monoconscious feminists don't do that, and that is one of the many reasons why biconscious masculists hate them and aim to wipe them off the face of the earth. Bullet. The establishment of GECs in the parliaments. A GEC, that's G-E-C, is a gender equality committee in a parliament that consists half of female feminist politicians and half of male masculist politicians, so that the gender issues of both sexes are dealt with equally, which is certainly not the case today in today's gender-centric society, gender politically speaking, in which most feminists know nothing of masculine ideas and hence, by definition, are monoconscious, with all the limitations that that label connotes. These GECs, GECs, will then gender fair the gender laws. For men, it will mean the legislation of the para-paternity rejection right, giving men the same right that women already have of rejecting an unwanted pregnancy that could ruin a woman's life. In a FIP society, women will be able to pay for the full costs of the kid on her own if the father rejects paternity by filling out a government para form saying, "I don't want this kid." So that if the mother goes ahead with the pregnancy, then by law, by the para, she then takes full financial responsibility for the costs of the kid. It will also mean the legislation of what the masculists call the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, obligatory paternity testing at birth, for all births, to block the horrible gender crime of paternity fraud, that is, where the woman lies to her man that the kid growing in her is his when she knows it's not. Maskers have a hatred of such gender criminal women and want paternity fraudster women to be put in jail for 15 years for a gender crime worse than rape that usually gets a man a 10-year jail sentence. The male GEC politicians will push for the spreading of bi consciousness by pushing maskless ideas onto society so that society becomes bi conscious, by promoting maskless articles and documentaries in the media, the establishment of men's studies at universities, the promotion of the publication of maskless books, the creation of maskless consciousness raising groups in every high school and college, etc. Maskless GEC politicians are out to menfair the gender laws, to create a bi-conscious society, a FIP society, where both sexes have equal rights and equal obligations. This is the end of part 2.